USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. The FBI says they're making the threat public so that healthcare providers have a chance to safeguard their networks against these attacks. Nearly 1 million Gulf Coast residents are without power as Hurricane Zeta lashed storm-weary Louisiana. It came ashore Wednesday as a Category 2 hurricane with the eyewall passing over New Orleans. Storm surges of at least 8 feet and several inches of rain have led to widespread flooding as well. One death has been reported in Louisiana. The storm has moved into Mississippi and Alabama and is forecast to hit the Atlanta area Thursday morning, bringing with it tropical storm force winds. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings. If we did just that, we would be doing much better than we are doing right now.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Wednesday that the U.S. will be establishing an embassy in the Maldives. Despite establishing diplomatic ties with the country in 1966, there has never been a U.S. embassy in the small Indian Ocean nation. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is hoping to flip some red states blue in the final days of the presidential campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
The senior Trump administration official who wrote a 2018 New York Times op-ed and later book critical of President Trump has been revealed as the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security, Miles Taylor. After revealing his identity, Taylor explained to CNN Wednesday why he wrote the article and the book anonymously.
When they wrote the Federalist Papers to defend the passage of the Constitution, did they do it in their own names? They did it under pseudonyms, and they did it for a reason. Is Madison and the other authors didn't want it to be about them and their personalities. They wanted the people to debate the ideas. And I wrote this, Chris, because I wanted people to debate the ideas and Donald Trump's character and record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.